Welcome back, everybody, to the Dress Down Podcast. It is our holiday episode, and we are feeling very festive today. I'm very, very excited about our guest because this is one of the most talented cosplayers I've ever met in my entire life. Someone I've looked up to for the entirety of my career.
No, I hate you.
And someone who hates compliments. Wow. Recently moved to Norway and started a new YouTube channel called Hendo in Norway. I would like to welcome Hendo Art.
Thanks for having me.
Hendo has a bunch of really awesome hot takes that I can't wait to get into later, but I'm doing this intro with a Santa beard on.
It's the worst. It's the worst thing to see.
How are you? Do you feel more at ease or more put off by this?
It's hard to pick a lane. I'm just staring at your mouth cradled by a very bushy beard.
I like have to stay puckered.
I can tell.
In order for my lips to fit through.
Santa's never looked so good.
Oh. I wonder who that is.
Hello?
Anyway, as I was saying, I have a fake beard on. And I've been speaking with my lips puckered through this little hole.
It's because the beard is stuck in a smile.
Yeah, it's also very small. The hat and the beard came as a set, and the hat is also very small.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've never felt more beautiful in my life, I'm going to be honest.
I feel that. It's a whole new side to you. The beard comes with confidence,
eventually, I feel. I'll take it off, but I'm really feeling it.
Okay, we're going to see how long you can last with it on.
Yeah. I'm going to let it ride. Welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the United States.
Oh my God, thank you. Lovely to be here.
You moved to Norway when?
In September of 2023. So like 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah.
How does it feel? I know I moved to LA and you moved to Norway at like the same exact time.
Yeah, we didn't plan that the best. We didn't get the overlap we were waiting for.
The ships in the night, truly. It was really rude of us.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's been good. It's been a good transition. I think it's like exactly what I'm looking for at this point in my life. So it's nice. I just miss everybody that I left behind.
Yeah, I imagine. We miss you, for sure.
Well, you guys could all move to Norway, but...
Yeah, you could start a trend. We could all slowly trickle there together. Okay, start a new cosplay community in Norway.
Yeah, I'm down. They have one. They have like a little... There's a little cosplay community there.
Is it?
Yeah.
How... what would you say are some of the biggest differences while I take this beard off? Because I've quit.
I'm not sure. It's like kind of weird how not different it is.
Really?
If that makes sense. Like, even over there, they speak a lot of English. Mm-hmm. I think because so much of the media is originally in English. So, like, when I'm at the con, I'll hear them speaking in English also instead of Norwegian. But it's like, it's still full of a bunch of, I don't know, like awkward anime kids or like really cool, like queer people also. And like, because Norway's a little more subdued in like its visual culture, especially like the clothing and fashion's a little more homogenous. So I miss seeing like, I don't know, like queer style, but you see it a little more like out and proud at like conventions. And it reminds me of the culture here. It's pretty cool.
Right. Mm. It's what, in my opinion, is the best part of the convention scene here.
Definitely.
People letting their freak flag fly, if you will, quote unquote.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you remember when we first met?
Oh my God. You're not going to tell them about when I complimented you in the bathroom at BlizzCon super drunk, are you?
Yeah, that was where I was going to start. Yes.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, that wasn't good for my street cred, I feel.
I disagree. I thought it was amazing for your street cred, which is crazy because I lived in Florida for a really long time, and I was using a lot of, like, your posts, I remember specifically, I had saved in one huge Instagram poses folder.
No way.
Yeah. I've told you this before for sure.
There's no way that's real.
It is real. but you always had the craziest, coolest Spider-Man poses.
Oh,
so
thanks.
I had a lot of your pictures saved as references.
I did enjoy the Spidey poses. I had no embarrassment when it came to that for some reason.
Yeah, but it was so good.
Oh, thank you.
Incredible.
I was really dedicated to the bit there. If people wanted a photo, I'd be like, let me get on the ground like a weirdo.
Yeah.
And just do that. But
it requires flexibility that I don't think that I had.
I don't have it anymore, I don't think, you know.
Well, that's how I was first introduced to your social media for sure. Mm-hmm. I loved everything that you did. You've always been, we're gonna compliment each other in perpetuity since we both know that we both don't like it, I'm sure. but you've always had beautiful photos and beautiful cosplays and beautiful execution.
Thanks, likewise.
So I was excited to meet you. And then when we did meet for the first time, it was drunk in a BlizzCon bathroom.
I was drunk. I have no idea if you were drunk or not.
I was.
Okay,
absolutely,
sick.
I was.
At least we were on the same playing
field. If it's at a con, 9 times out of 10, that will be the case.
Okay, fair. Yes. I feel like I'm not, especially like early in cosplaying, I wasn't the most expressive person sometimes with my feelings. Mm-hmm. Unless I was drunk. And then suddenly everybody needs to know exactly how beautiful, talented, and important to me they are.
Yes.
And, well, I didn't even know you, but I do remember going on about how beautiful your eyes were.
Yes.
And how, like, good you are at cosplay. And also the photos and, like, the set, like, the vision. Girl had a whole vision.
Aww,
you were much taller than I expected, though.
Everybody tells me that.
Yeah.
That's
but
crazy.
So, like, in my head, my memory is just, like, looking up at this, like, goddess of a being, just being like, oh, my God, you're so pretty, and I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
I also, most of that night, thought I was in the lobby. But we were in the lobby of the girls' bathroom.
Yeah. Well, there
was really
like
nice.
There was a, like, a front area.
Yeah, I don't know what to call that. The men don't have that.
They don't?
No. Have you ever talked to them about it?
No.
Because, like, you know, sometimes men will be like, what are you guys doing in there? It's like, we're just hanging out on the couch, like, talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, the what?
There's a little room sometimes with some chairs.
Yeah, I don't think they know that.
And then you go into the actual bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my boyfriend at the time was like, where are you? And I was like, I was in the lobby. And he was like, no, you weren't.
Not that lobby.
There were couches.
The other lobby.
It was the lobby. That's where the vibe is the best.
It has all
the
makings of the lobby.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's lobby enough. Get him.
So.
good. Well, I've always looked up to you, so I'm excited that you're here to talk about cosplay. How did you get started? Like, what were you interested in growing up that made you excited about the nerd culture, if you will?
I don't know. I feel like I didn't dabble in it a lot as a kid. I liked like comic book characters and cartoons and anime, but that wasn't like, I feel like everybody secretly liked it in school, but we just didn't talk to each other about it or something.
Definitely.
I don't know what the deal is, because we all grew up and we're like, oh, it wasn't cool to talk about it. But then also all of us secretly watched and loved all of these things. So mm-hmm. I don't really know. I feel like more so just, I used to work at Square Enix and I met some friends there that cosplayed and they dragged me into it. So it was just like a thing that I ended up really liking, but kind of out of like a random happenstance. And then, yeah, I don't know. It kind of got away from me a little bit, but I don't feel like I had like this really strong dedication to any like IP or being like a huge fan of some particular character. It's just like a bunch of stuff you didn't realize meant a lot to you until you like grew up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh wait, it would be sick to like don this character that I've realized has impacted me. But I don't know.
What was your first cosplay that you ever made?
It was Ivysaur from Pokemon. I have no idea why. I think I just
thought. Was it a group thing or was it a solo thing?
It was just a solo thing. But I think I remember thinking, oh, like a flower backpack would be really cute, or like a rosebud.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tried it. And my friends were doing a bunch of other stuff. I don't think I had any idea what they were cosplaying from, because they're like the hardcore weebs that watch like the obscure anime I had no idea about. And I was like, the only anime I am super familiar with is Pokemon, mm-hmm, and Sailor Moon. So we'll just pick a Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it was, how did it go over well at the con?
I think people really liked it. I remember being posted to Reddit and people being like, this cosplayer doing Bulbasaur has probably never played Pokemon. And then being like, oh.
I didn't know
people would have opinions.
Era for so long.
Yeah, it was.
The nerd check era.
Yeah.
Where you had to know everything about anything that you cosplayed.
Yeah,
from.
Yeah. It didn't matter that I was Ivysaur. It was like this loser who has no idea who Bulbasaur is.
Right.
But like at the con, because the internet's like one thing, but the con itself is really fun. And I was really surprised like how like open and friendly everyone was, because even my friends at work are like shy. But then at the con, it's like, whoa, you're dressed as this cool thing. I love this. And there were drunk mermaids in the pool. There was like exchanges of like, I don't know, food and snacks and alcohol. It was like such a fun, friendly vibe. I fell in love with it immediately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did too. I remember, mm-hmm, going to a con for the first time and wanting to go back over and over and over again, because it was fun to just be weird.
Yeah, yeah.
With no barriers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like especially before stuff was recorded on our phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you could like be really cringe without worrying that it was going to end up
online.
Totally. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, I feel like you accomplished so much with your cosplay career. You, ooh, started out doing Venusaur, but you worked with a bunch of video games.
Yeah.
And with a bunch of companies and, mm-hmm, have guested at a ton of cons. So walk me through sort of the moment that you knew that things were going to take off and you could do cosplay as a full-time job.
Ooh, that's such a good question, because I feel like it also snuck up on me. It's like suddenly I was doing it full-time.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on getting a master's when I started cosplay.
And what were you doing at Square Enix?
I was just video game testing.
Ah, okay.
So mostly correcting the English translations,
mm-hmm,
and like goofing around is what it feels like I was doing half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Getting paid minimum wage and like getting introduced to a bunch of different like shows and IPs and stuff. But I had started to help out with, oh my God, what was the show called? Prop Shop. Old YouTube show making props and costumes. And then I had started out just kind of helping out and then got a gig doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I have a job and I'm making money. And, mm-hmm, I was working at this law firm and it was like sucking the life out of me. So I needed to quit it anyway and was like, I guess we'll quit and do this. And it was like kind of around the time Patreon first came out,
mm-hmm,
so using that as a supplemental income before I finally got enough traction that video game companies were like, make a thing. I was like, fuck yeah, I'll make all of the things. It was super cool.
Do you remember the first company that ever contacted you?
The first one was, I want to say it was like connected to Sony or something. It was through a friend. Like a friend had gotten it and, mm-hmm, she had commissioned me to make the helmet. But it was for a game called Bound. And it was this like crystal, like music coordinate. I don't even know how to describe this game. You have to just show it because I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
But it was a really fun challenge to make. But like the first one I remember really vividly was probably Borderlands,
mm,
because I really loved that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's maybe something I was a diehard fan of. So it felt like really good to do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. They all like, it's hard to remember what came first.
Yeah.
In the timeline.
It
also
all blends together.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, if you like, because like I'm going to rewear a cosplay many times. I have some friends who only wear it once. And then they're on to the next thing, especially the people who are like incredibly talented at making something.
Yeah.
They just make one fantastic thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll wear it a gazillion times and then I lose track of when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost a disservice to how much time and energy you've put into something by only wearing it once. You don't get to like appreciate your efforts, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Let it breathe. Let her walk around. Unless she's going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes once is enough.
Yeah. Like, you know? If she's falling apart on the way back to the hotel room, then we can retire.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we all have those cosplays where it like falls apart. I'm like, I'm going to fix it. Never fixed it.
Yeah.
Samus just slowly broke apart on me.
So many cosplays. Yeah. Yeah, I relate to that. I think everyone will relate to that a lot.
Yeah.
What gig would you say was the most exciting that you've gotten over the years?
I'm not sure for like making a cosplay.
Mm-hmm. Have any of them stood out to you?
I think I really liked doing. It's probably between two, and they're both Borderlands because, of course, they are. But I made Maya from Borderlands 3, and that was one where like I will save all the patterns for everything I do. And Maya's outfit happened to be mostly the same from Borderlands 2. So for this job, I was like, vindication. Finally saving one of these patterns, because usually I don't ever use them. But finally it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Tiny Tina's one, I got to go hang out with the Man-at-Arms group in Baltimore, Maryland. And it was minus 14 Fahrenheit, which is the coldest weather I have ever experienced in my life. So much colder than Norway.
And you don't like the cold.
I do not like the cold.
Right.
But I basically was like straddling a heater the entire time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the room I was in was for jewelry making. For people who don't know, Man-at-Arms is like a forge. They make swords. They were part of the same channel where I did Prop Shop.
Gotcha.
So we had kind of like known each other before. So we worked together again. But this forge is like right next to a forest in Baltimore. And the jewelry house is meant to suck all of the warmth out because it's for like casting jewelry and stuff. So me and the cameraman were freezing absolute ass the entire time.
Holy shit.
We couldn't hear each other for most of it because the heaters are like propane heaters that were really loud.
Mm-hmm.
But he and I, after like a whole week together, just nods and like hand signals. We
body
were like,
language.
I feel like I knew his soul by the end of it. Mm-hmm. It was pretty sick, but it's always more fun to do like projects with other people to talk to and like bond with. So, and like Borderlands was just an IP I always really, really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like kind of full circle.
And on top of that, I didn't realize that Borderlands was your first cosplay gig that you ever got, but I know that it eventually led to you being in the Borderlands movie.
Yeah,
which
that was wild.
Is so fucking cool.
Thanks.
I think that's awesome.
Thanks. It was really cool and a really fun experience. I do wish the movie was better. To be honest.
That is an unfortunate.
When it rolled out at like 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Well, the fact that you're in it is incredible flex, I think,
Thank you. In and of itself,
whether or not the movie did well.
Yeah, it was really fun. And like the cast, or the, like, especially the crew, I feel like was really dedicated to the game. Also, like, the sets were cool. There were, like, five other creators that were there. And, like, it was really fun to get to know them and talk about how much we love this IP.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the movie's not good, they'll just keep making them until it's good.
Right.
So.
You are a part of its beginning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is sick. How was being on a movie set? And how is it different than doing everything yourself for a cosplay gig?
It's just so much waiting.
Like, I've heard that a lot.
So much waiting.
Really?
When our call time, or like, we had to be like downstairs from, we had to go from the hotel to the set.
Mm-hmm.
And the call time would be like 5 in the morning. So waking up at like 4:45, I remember talking to Jess and I was being like, was this a good choice? You know, like at that time of day, it doesn't matter how cool the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts my soul to be awake at that time and I will question all my choices.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're all in like makeup and hair like takes a long time. And there's just so many people around also, like, because the whole crew is there and the extras get there even earlier. So we were like special extras. Wow. So we got to come like an hour later than they did.
Oh my God.
And then the actors come absolutely last because otherwise they'd be on set for like 20 hours. I don't know. It was so much like waiting and just seemed like so much to coordinate. There were so many people. It was a lot.
Yeah.
But it was really fun, I think. It was just, I don't know. It was also like complicated by the fact that it was in Hungary. Mm-hmm. So most of the extras were Hungarian. And so like there's somebody who is like yelling instructions, especially for crowd shots where it's like, okay, everyone's really happy. We're clapping that they're back. But like they would sometimes forget to say it in English or forget to say it in Hungarian.
Right.
And then the shot's messed up and the director's like, you guys have to translate it. What are we doing? And I bet a lot more movies are like that than we think. And now I'll like look at the background extras more often in movies and just see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, did you know that when people are talking in the background, you actually can't make any noise? You have to just like move, like...
just mouth stuff?
Yeah, you're not doing anything.
No, I didn't know that. I assumed that obviously all the music and stuff is put in afterward, but I didn't realize that with dialogue as well.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Like as soon as it said that, I was like, oh, yeah, because how would you separate that?
Wow.
But like having a not real conversation where you have to pause. You can't both be speaking at the same time.
and making with it like, authentic.
Yeah. And with like a Hungarian where we can't coordinate at
all.
Oh
my God.
It was really fun though, wow. I think.
It's a fun problem to overcome, it seems.
Yeah, I think so.
How was the process of having someone do your hair and makeup?
I really liked it because it would be like 6 a.m. So I didn't, you know, I probably just shouldn't ever make decisions that early in the morning.
So fair.
Because I was like, well, I don't feel like doing anything. You can do it. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the other people I was with did their own makeup just because they have like a specific style. Mm-hmm. But I really liked my makeup lady. She could glue lashes on and they lasted the entire day. I thought it was really impressive. Maybe I'm just bad at my own lashes. But
no, I think that's a skill.
Oh,
it has to be a skill.
I think so. Well, it makes sense that she had that skill. And then hair was fun because my hair was like bright blue at the time. I had just gotten it done right before. I was like, Sammy, your hair is going to be in a movie. And she was like, we're going to make it the best it's ever been.
Oh my God, yes.
So it was a bright blue. And the hairstylist just like had a lot of fun styling it, I think, because it was a color. Mm. So I ended up with this big like rockabilly swoop thing. It was really fun.
Yeah. Did most people have wigs and you didn't because your hair was fun colored, or how did that work?
No, we all had our natural hair because we weren't, like, we're not characters or anything. Gotcha. So they're not going to, like, I think, waste a ton of resources. I'm not sure how many people had a wig on. I think most extras were just in some outfit. And same thing. We were just in some outfit that we wore for every day. It got pretty stinky by the end, I feel, but we all just forgave each other about that.
Yeah, you have to, right? Mm-hmm. I remember being excited to see you. You and Jess had a lot of runtime, I feel, compared to most extras.
Yeah, we got really lucky because we're behind Moxie in the bar, and the bar's only shot from the front. So pretty much no matter what was happening, we were in there. But it was really nerve-wracking too because we were like, what do we do?
So cool.
And I think Jess was better at it. She's like, oh, well, when she says this line, we'll like look at each other for like reassurance, or like when they talk about Pandora, we'll be like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here, because I think if it was me, I would just be like
in the back. I think
trying
I'd be
not
that way
to look
too.
At the camera.
Yeah, I think I'd be that way too. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's so cool. Do you have some specific cosplays that are your standout favorites that you've done over the years?
I'm not sure. I think like they're all for like different reasons. Like when we did the Disney mashup with Slave Leia, that was like the first time I had made like a good group of girlfriends, probably in my life. And it was just nice to like be included and do something together. That opened up like a whole new world for us, I think. Mm-hmm. We did a bunch of Disney. We really beat the whole Disney mashup thing to death a little bit.
Good, though.
But, yeah, but it was so
Why
fun
not?
To do. So that one is like such a good memory for friends. Mm-hmm. I think when I did the mashup of Buzz Lightyear and a stormtrooper, mm-hmm. was the most that like little boys have ever been like psyched on my outfit. Uh-huh. And I thought that was really cool.
That does hit two very huge demographics.
I'm like, oh, you think I'm cool? I had to like remember not to pose like, you know, when you get used to posing like as sexy as possible, mm-hmm. and that didn't look good in a stormtrooper outfit.
Yeah.
And like Samus was the one that I had wanted to build for a long time but didn't have the skills. Mm-hmm. So when I had the skills to make it, it was really fun. And I did that on stream and did a comp. My only time ever competing was at the TwitchCon contest. And was, it was like a culmination of stuff. I feel like I was building up to doing that. So that felt really satisfying. But
I love your Samus.
Thanks.
Samus and Wonder Woman, I think, are my two favorites of yours. Mm. Although everything I think that you make is really amazing.
Actually, Wonder Woman was one where also little boys were really happy.
Really?
Yeah. I remember being like, just all little kids really liked Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole superhero thing is just big with children in general.
Like, I think a lot of kids just saw that movie, but it was whatever. Whenever a little kid thinks you look like really cool, it's really validating
it
for
is,
some reason.
Yeah, because they have no reason to lie to you.
No.
And they don't care about your feelings.
When they look at you, you're like their whole world for that moment. Mm-hmm. They probably forget about you about 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
But it's like when you see a golden retriever and they're like, holy shit, you're like the coolest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, yeah,
it's really exciting. Cool. Mm-hmm. But I carry this high with me for weeks.
As long as possible.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was so cool that you made the Wonder Woman lasso light up. I remember that specifically in my brain. Mm-hmm. I think you were the first person I saw to ever do that.
It's like, sorry, I can't keep this hat on me. You know those moments in cosplay where you're like, there's no way this is going to work. Mm-hmm. And then it just like works and you're like, oh shit, I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not anything except putting EL wire in like, I don't know, this like vinyl tube thing. Mm-hmm. It's like a glitter tube. I don't even know what to call that. I just saw it at Joanne's and was like, maybe that'll work.
Yeah.
And
it did.
It did work. Yeah.
It did.
But it's
so
like
cool.
Not impressive when they're like, how'd you do that? Like, I remember Business Insider reached out because they wanted a video on how that, like, worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, big break. That could be really cool. And I sent it to them, and they decided not to come out with it.
Really?
And I think it's because all I did was put EL wire into a tube. It's, like, not interesting. Like, the result is cool, but Business Insider had to be like, oh,
they were expecting like serious engineering and coding.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, unfortunately, it's not that serious.
That's what cosplay is all about, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Finding cool, fun ways to be creative, to create something that looks
impressive. Exactly. I think that's one of the best parts about judging cosplay contests is you get to see all the like tiny, clever choices people make. Like, I had never thought before about, there was a guy in like a Master Chief outfit, I think, and he used like a doorbell peephole in it so that he could see out of it.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh shit, that's like so small. Yeah. I mean, the world's got to look crazy as just like a globe like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he wasn't Master Chief. It had to be something like with a helmet that was harder to see out of.
Mm-hmm.
But like little things like that, or like the, you do Halo, what's the purple crystal gun called?
The Needler.
Yes, that one. And like the way they had just cut up hot glue and put light at the bottom to make it look like that. I was like, these are the genius moves.
Honestly.
That I can't wait to try back home, you know.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, you have always done streaming, cosplaying, and YouTube and all of the above, but you have moved to Norway now and have started a new YouTube channel called Hendo in Norway, right?
Yeah.
And can you tell us about what videos you've posted so far?
I've mostly posted like culture shock type videos, just sort of reacting to what life, like the little things that are different about being there. And it's also been a fun way to like get to know Norway while I'm over there, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I had to move away from cosplay just because it's really expensive to cosplay in Norway.
Yeah.
The import fees are wild. Mm. I mean, it's a small place. Mm-hmm. So, and like already being in LA is like the best place to be for sourcing materials because like Hollywood's here.
Yeah.
So it was already in the best place you could be in the States. And I think the States is probably one of the best places in the world to be like trying to cosplay. That was a culture shock. It's just how expensive art supplies are there.
Yeah.
You know?
Are there any stores there that you could go into and buy things, or is everything have to be shipped?
Yeah, there's kind of an equivalent of Joann's. Mm-hmm. It used to be called Stoffestil, but now it's called Self-Made. But it's like a Joann's, it's not everything that you need
right.
for cosplay. And even like, you know how we'll go to like a Dollar Tree or Daiso and just find stuff that's like the right shape?
Yeah.
And just pull it apart and paint it?
Yeah.
There isn't anything that cheap in Norway that I can just be like, oh, I'll just take this off and use it as like buttons mm-hmm. on whatever I'm building or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think I was like ready to transition away from cosplay anyway, but mm-hmm. definitely with the price tag, I was like, oh, there it goes. So now I've just been like, I don't know, getting to know the new place that I live in and then putting it into videos mm-hmm. just because people always ask anyway, like when you move to a new place, they're like, oh, what do you think is different about yeah. here? And I'm like, girl, let me tell you. But now I can just link them to a video and be like, all of this stuff.
Yeah. I always wonder because every time you're back, I imagine everybody asks you the same question, which mm-hmm. is, how is Norway? How are things over there? What's different?
Yeah, maybe. But I also feel like I didn't shut up about wanting to move to Norway for so long. Mm-hmm. Now when I come back, they're like, shut up about Norway.
But it's so interesting.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's not as different as I expected. And so the little things stand out more. But mm-hmm. they're not like deal breakers. You know, I've never mm-hmm. had a culture shock where I second guessed moving there. Mm-hmm. It's just culture shocks where I'm like, no, America's right about this one, actually. Norway's wrong about like four things.
Which things?
The showers are too small. Okay. They all have these like standing capsule showers in Norway.
How small?
It's like a corner. It's like a tiny corner. Yeah. Like you can't put your arms out like this.
Oh.
Like having long hair, I feel like I'm hitting out. That makes it sound like I'm incompetent in the shower, but I swear the showers are
really
small.
No, I get what you're saying. Like you need to lift your arms up to get all of your hair.
It's just too small.
And your elbows hit the sides?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And
okay,
like,
that's rough.
It's not in a bathtub. So I really miss taking a bath.
Mm.
So I think Norway's wrong. Granted, the country's been around for a long time and the plumbing came after the building. So I get it, but I hate it.
There's no bathtubs?
It's just not as common.
Mm.
I think I mentioned this on like, I don't know, like a post or something. And the Norwegians are always like, we have bathtubs. I'm like, bro, I know bathtubs exist in your country, but it's like, whereas sparse. It's so standard because we have more room here. I miss it a lot. Same with like fast food, which again, Norwegians are like, we have fast food. I'm like, no. Just because you can go to a cafe and order a sandwich and have it, like that's not what fast food is. I'm talking driving up and getting some questionable meals.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't
mass produced.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Full of microplastics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially cosplaying, you know, when you're just like really hungry and you're like, no, I need food now.
Yeah.
I can't do that as easily in Norway. I had to learn how to cook. Also, in order to not spend a bunch of money. So mm-hmm.
that sounds terrible.
The worst.
I hate,
you know. And
cooking a meal.
My other hill I'll die on is the like the crosswalk like mm-hmm. sign mm-hmm. in Norway. It beeps fast and then slow. And I think that that's incorrect.
I do too.
Like a bomb doesn't start fast and then go beep, beep.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know when it goes off.
Yeah.
So I don't, it does like.
Fast is urgent.
I think so, yeah. It's wrong. Okay. I think it's incorrect.
All right. Well.
And that's all I have for what Norway does badly that America does better.
I guess, is the healthcare worth it?
The healthcare is hella worth it.
There's big, big, exciting positives.
I think so, yeah. The healthcare is like a really weird one to get used to. I don't know if like you do this, but here I'm just more careful. Like, I won't go on a trampoline because it's just not worth breaking your arm and having to go to the hospital.
Yeah, the emergency room, the ambulance.
And and even skiing, it's like, I'm not trying to, like, be an Olympic athlete out here. Like, that I got to go to work later. But over there, I not that they're, like, flinging themselves off buildings being let me get that healthcare. But it's like, when I used to visit on the ice, I would be just so careful to not eat it and break something, which I think is really annoying to them because Norwegians walk fast. Ice, no ice, it doesn't matter. They're like going, they're fucking going somewhere urgently.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, I think without the healthcare to worry about, do whatever you want on the ice. It's fine. I don't know.
Have you been participating in cold plunges and other Norwegian cold things?
No. I think that shit is unhinged. I
don't like
it. Doesn't it
have health benefits or something?
I don't give a shit. I got their healthcare now. I'm not jumping in the cold water. They love doing these sauna boats that will actually like drive into the fjord. And, you know, it's a sauna on the inside, which I also think is insane. Being in a hot room is not that appealing to me.
Yeah.
And then they'll jump out into the fjord and then go back into the sauna. And I did it only because I really needed to pee. So it was like, gotta pee in the fjord. When I jumped in, it was so cold, I forgot to pee. And it felt like needles on me. It was so cold. I was like, this is deeply painful. And got out and then had to get in again to actually go to the bathroom.
Oh, fuck,
but
I forgot.
I don't think that's fun.
I don't either.
It's fun. I don't think it's healthy. I could just be a comfortable temperature.
Right.
And that seems more fun to me.
Right.
But
no extremes.
But they really do love their cold plunges and their saunas.
Yeah. I agree with you. I wish I was more adventurous sometimes, but I would also like to be comfortable and not freezing or sweating.
Yeah. Agree.
It seems just.
Yeah. It's worth trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then when they invite you several times afterwards, I'm like, oh, what if we did?
I did it.
Not that.
And I've decided how I feel about it, actually.
So now I sit on like the bottom of the sauna and just don't do the cold plunge. I just like walk outside. And
a cold plunge in and of itself.
Kind of, yeah. The cold air.
Yeah.
That's enough for me, actually.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
What about conventions and things in Norway? Are there comic cons over there?
I did a convention called MagicCon that was really fun, and that's in Oslo. And I've done Spill Expo before. I can't remember where that was. It was too early. And like every, you know, when like everything you learn, or at least every new city name, and they're also like foreign sounding to me, obviously, it was like, don't remember any of that. Didn't retain any of that information, pretty much. But those cons were really fun. And like I said, like the vibe is so similar to here. That's like sometimes when I felt the most at home, because I was like, oh, things I recognize. I recognize these anime characters. I know what these teenagers are talking about. Like, it was really cozy. But it's definitely not as frequent as here.
Right.
In LA, there's like a con or a gig or like an event every weekend. I think you have to choose between them sometimes. Yeah. And it's not like that in Norway for sure.
Yeah. Did you cosplay when you went?
I did. I cosplayed as Mononoke at Spill Expo, and I cosplayed as this like random video game character at MagicCon. The thing I was working on in March, I don't remember what.
Yeah, I like remember your outfit, but I couldn't tell you.
Oh, Hatclaw. That was her name.
Ah.
Because she has a code name.
Right.
I don't remember what her actual name is, but that's what I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Which looked sick.
Thank you. Thanks.
Came out great.
Thanks.
I will always remember staying at your house because every time I visited Los Angeles, when I lived in Florida, I would stay with you. And I would stay sometimes for a week or so. And I remember you were working on cosplays a lot of the time that I was there. I was also working on cosplays a lot of the time.
We were just a cosplay sweatshop.
And I remember chaotically spray painting my Blood Elf for BlizzCon one year. Like right up until the moment that we were leaving, I was like hot gluing trim onto my skirt. And I watched you use a tool I've never seen before.
Really? What was it?
Yeah, you burnt. We went to Home Depot, mm-hmm. and you used something that burns wood or burns into whatever the material was, if it was like plywood or some sort of particle board or something like that. Uh-huh. But it didn't cut all the way through it. And you were able to burn a logo or something onto it. And it was so cool.
I don't even remember. Was it a router? No. It can't have been a router.
Maybe.
I do remember there being a time Home Depot. And I was like, I need a router. And they were like, an internet router? And I was like, we're at Home Depot. What do you mean an internet router?
Yes. It was a router. I remember
that. I remember that. But I can't for the life of me remember what I was making. I just remember... And, you know, like at Home Depot, it's like you're getting paid minimum wage. I know that you don't know what this stuff is, but it gives me a Ron Swanson moment where I'm like, I know more than you. This is devastating to me because I need answers.
I think this is a pivotal moment in every cosplayer's life, mm-hmm. I think, is going to Home Depot, asking for help and realizing that they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And you having to figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
I asked one time where the Dremels were, and they told me that they don't sell Dremels.
No, they definitely sell Dremels.
I was like, you absolutely sell Dremels. You can't look me in my eye right now and tell me that Home Depot does not carry Dremels. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what, like, anything about the worker. I just remember, like, looking at them bewildered and not saying anything at all because I was speechless.
Yeah, because you don't want to, like, be rude. And I try at least not to ever be rude, but to as politely as possible be like, no, but, like, you definitely do sell that. Please tell me where it is. Uh-huh.
But then there's this moment of, at least for me in that moment, I remember knowing that even if I could explain what the Dremel was, mm-hmm. that they obviously have no idea what it is or where it would be.
Yeah.
So, like, coming to terms with the fact that I had to do it by myself, but also not knowing what to say to them in the moment, my brain was rebooting. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Okay, sounds great. Thanks for your help.
Just Homer Simpson into the chest. Yes. But it's the next aisle.
It's all of the plywood.
Yeah. Which is a shame because a Home Depot always has one older guy who knows everything.
Yes.
Any project you need done, he knows what everything's called. Mm-hmm. But if he's not on shift that day, it's just the normal minimum wage workers who are doing their best. Mm-hmm.
It's true. That's crazy. Amanda has a wild story about Lowe's. We used to live by a Lowe's when we lived in Florida. And Florida hardware stores, I feel, are of a different breed.
Oh, yeah?
Than
How so?
Other states' hardware stores.
How?
There was a sense of danger there that I don't know that I can explain.
Okay, I feel like that's just Florida, though.
It is.
Florida
it
just comes
is.
With danger.
Yes, 100%. But there was something specially dangerous about the hardware stores. We would go and we would have to go together and use the buddy system because people would, like, follow her out to her car and follow her around the aisles. And I remember having to, like, stay on the phone with her at one point. It was crazy.
Florida's got – Florida's one of those things that Norwegians will ask me about.
Really?
They'll ask me about Texas and they'll ask me about Florida. They want to know about cowboys and they think a Southern accent is, like, fascinating and, like, hysterical. And Florida is one where, like, I feel like they're kind of almost afraid to ask.
Yeah.
You know, where they're like, so, like, what's up with, like, the bath salts in Florida? You know? Like, is that real? I'm like, oh, yeah. No, that's some real. That's Florida's moved beyond that, girl. Yeah. We got new crimes and new, I feel like not even Florida, like, invents new ways to commit crimes, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like, testing the criminal code. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, is this illegal? Is it illegal to be naked on your roof shouting obscenities? He's on his property, you know? Like, so much, like, legal innovation must happen in Florida.
Yeah. Yes. It is the Wild West in such a profound way. I don't know. It's such a difficult thing to explain Florida because it's not like cowboys, Wild West mm-hmm. South, but it's also not in the North. So no. It's not, doesn't have the same culture as a state up there. It's definitely alone.
It's own thing for sure.
Yeah, it's its own thing. The people are weird, bizarre, almost like,
I can't imagine.
I imagine aliens coming to Earth and having to imitate what they think humans are like. Yeah, that's okay. What Florida
every
is.
Every Floridian is just an alien in a human skin suit.
Things are just a little off.
Yeah,
they're just inexplicably off.
What slightly. Is that? Is it the humidity?
Maybe.
Is it the...
Maybe their brains are cooking.
Yeah,
slowly.
The alligators in the puddles. I remember like the first time I visited you.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, there are alligators in the puddles. And you were like, haha, no, but there are sometimes.
Are
so
sometimes.
Like, don't go too close.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. This isn't going to... I mean, I'll just tell the story. So in Florida, in Gainesville, mm-hmm. where I moved to from New York, there was a pond in the front of our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And there was a pond alligator. Like, it was the pond alligator.
That makes it sound way cuter than it is.
I know. And we, the neighborhood kids, were somehow allowed to, like, go. There was a brick wall around the pond
okay.
that we would climb and sit on and like look at the alligator, and we would play this really fun cute game where we would one by one hop into the pond mm-hmm. like the surrounding grass of the pond, and we would see how many laps we could do before we got too scared to leave the pond.
Is that just like how they weed out the wall in Florida?
Yeah,
they're like, there are no slow children in Florida.
Saying it now is insane. So like,
that's horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Who are you gonna sue to fix that, you know?
I don't know. They'd find someone.
That's crazy.
It is, isn't it?
A little bit.
I think back on things like that and wonder what the fuck.
So do you ever like have moments where you're being weird as fuck and you're like, that's probably the Florida
yeah.
in me, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah.
Like leaving a social situation and being like, not my best work. Frequently, I blame that on Florida. I blame that on Florida.
That's fucking wild. I love that.
But I think that I did get a fun, dark sense of humor from Florida
I am
mm-hmm. happy about.
It is, I feel like, a little hard to shock you.
Yeah.
You know?
That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's wild, wild things that happen in Florida. Mm-hmm. So that is true. And I'm not as expressive when it comes to things like that because I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And people are like, no, this is a really big deal.
Yeah. No. You should be more alarmed, actually. It's done weird stuff to your threshold, I think.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true. A fun little Florida anecdote that I'll carry with me forever.
I love that for you.
But I am glad that I moved. I love being here.
Yeah. I wish I was still here when you moved here.
Me too.
Really, although it worked out really well that when I needed to like get rid of some like very specific content creator type stuff, mm-hmm. you were there to just take it. So I didn't end up throwing it out, which was pretty sick.
I did take a ton of your stuff.
Yeah. And I took like all of your moving boxes.
Yeah. It was perfect.
It was perfect. Except for not getting to spend time with each other. You know.
That is sad.
Yeah.
But when you came to the warehouse, you got to see your printer again.
That is true. I can't believe.
And all your background paper.
I can't believe I was like, I have the same printer. And you were like, it is your printer, actually.
And now you get to stay in my guest room.
Yeah.
So we really came full circle when you visited LA.
It's really nice.
And you, all of your lamps are in there.
They are all in there.
So you can
I do see
feel
a little
like
hints.
Home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little ghost of my belongings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's fun. Mm-hmm. What is your newest video going to be on for your YouTube channel that you've been working on?
It's going to be about the difference between elections in Norway and elections in the United States. Big difference. Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
Yep. So weird.
What are some highlights? Is this coming out on Friday?
Yes, the day after Christmas.
Okay, so this will drop the day after, I think.
Oh, word.
Something
look at us.
Like that. The same day?
Same day. Simultaneous release.
Same day. That's exciting.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Barbenheimer.
How much do you think our audiences cross over?
I see all the time for my Twitch analytics and YouTube, and I want to say Instagram too, if it ever is like comparing audiences with people, you're always up there on mine.
But Hendo art? Or Hendo in Norway?
Oh, no. Hendo art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Norway one's not going to cross over as much. But
that's fair.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah. In like one of my videos, I briefly mentioned that I used to cosplay and people were like, what?
Is that weird?
Maybe. I think it's just like less common there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to describe, especially like nobody over there really knows that I did OnlyFans either. Mm. I think that would be more taboo over there, especially because they just pay livable wages.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't forced to seek like less mainstream forms of work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like even with cosplay, I did that because the like 9 to 5 was killing me and it wasn't paying that much more. So I think you get less like strange things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And their entertainment scene is definitely like much smaller. But I don't know. I think there's still things about my life over here that would shock Norwegians.
Yeah.
Even like wearing like a shirt that's low cut like this feels a little slutty.
Really? Yeah. That's crazy.
And I don't think like anyone would actually say that or be judgmental about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the thing I like noticed being there. And I don't think all of it is climate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little more modest. Mm-hmm. They're just like a tiny bit more modest. And like even being this low cut feels like drawing attention to myself. And
wow.
My wardrobe's gotten substantially more boring, I gotta say.
What about colored hair?
Colored hair I do not see very often either. When I had blue or purple hair, I felt like same thing. I just stuck out too much, which is fun here. But I think especially as like an immigrant in another country, that's not always the vibe I'm trying to put out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see it very often, but there is like an anarchist like cafe near me. And that's where like the most interesting outfits and alt looks are, I think. But colored hair, not as often. I do see it though.
Every now and then?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever think about dyeing your hair blue again? Or are you a brunette now?
I would love to, because I dye my hair all the time anyways. I get gray hair.
Mm.
I have like a lot of gray hair.
Really?
Since I was like 13. I don't know why. But it's just too much work to dye my hair that light in order to get it really blue.
Yeah.
That was all Sammy Wang. Sammy Wang did my hair for years, and she was so good at it. And
I go
just
there
can't.
Now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Not to Sammy, but to Sammy's place of business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Red.
So I see her all the time.
Oh, my God. Tell her I say hi.
I will. I go to Kat because Kat does extensions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kat's really cool, too.
I love her.
She was always there.
Yeah.
Dude, rad.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for us.
Yeah. Another fun full circle moment.
Yeah, for sure.
So are you taking a break from cosplay permanently or would you say just temporarily?
I'm not sure because I still like it. And I find that if I go too long without making something, I get kind of depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why.
Mm-hmm.
So like I sewed a winter coat last month and like have taken up embroidery.
Uh-huh.
So like I think I still want to make stuff, but I had just gotten really burnt out from cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and like it's really hard to describe kind of what burnout feels like,
because
like it's not that I hate the thing or I'm tired of it. There's just, I don't know, it's like being full. It's It's like the same way I describe social anxiety, where it's like, I love eating cake, but at some point I'm full and I just can't do it anymore. And that's kind of what burnout feels like. It's like, I love doing it, but I just don't, I don't have that dog in me anymore. And I would love to get it back, but I don't know. I don't really know what that's like. Norway actually treats burnout.
What?
Like a real mental condition that you're dealing with.
That's incredible.
Yeah. They take leave all the time. They'll see a doctor that will say this person can only work half time or they can't work at all for however long it takes, a year, 2 years.
Wow.
Their government will cover that recovery. Wild thing is people don't love being burnt out. You know, like the idea that, oh, if the government pays for you to be at home, people are just going to be lazy and be at home. Like, people get bored being at home. They want to go out and do stuff and they want to recover. And like, they spend a lot of time really taking that seriously.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
That is so cool.
To see, yeah, a country take it seriously. But I haven't really tried burnout therapy yet. Maybe I could give it a go, but then I'd also have to explain cosplay as a job to another therapist. I feel like that's its own barrier, you know?
Yeah. Have you tried that before? Do they understand cosplay as a job?
Yeah, I had a therapist who played a lot of video games and like, he was gay. So I feel like he just had more, he was a little more tapped into, like, not that like cosplay is really off mainstream, but just more like quirky, fun, nerdy stuff like that. So he was more understanding about it. But I think it's still really hard to explain to anyone who hasn't done it as a job, like what burns you out about it and why it feels like you can't stop.
Yeah.
I guess, which just like makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know that everybody who's cosplay knows what that feeling is like.
Yeah. But it is hard to describe.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever felt like really burnt out?
All the time.
But have you ever like stopped to try and do something about it?
I mean, I would say the past few years, like the past year or so, I would say that I felt that way for sure. I haven't really been making anything. I've been focusing more on other things. That's why I started taking voice acting classes and doing the podcast and putting my efforts in other creative places, because making things felt exhausting. Like, it felt like if I picked up a piece of foam and went to cut it, I would like fall over.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that feeling is.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's
very heavy.
Yeah, it's like a shame that like my master's is in psychology and like this is a topic that everyone knows about, but we just don't talk about or investigate. And like, I don't know, that's a real shame, I feel. Like, it's, I don't even know how to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Everyone knows what burnout is.
Yeah.
But no one can really describe it or talk about how to fix it.
It's like, I don't know what to do. I can look up what to do after like a breakup or losing my job or like wanting to do anything else. But for burnout, whenever I like have Googled it, it's like, good luck. You know,
just relax. Drink some water. Take a vacation.
Just take time off.
Stare at a wall. Well, I do you feel like you've been healing from that?
I don't know. Kind of. It helps that I'm in a country where, you know, there's healthcare and there's like more resources to help you be employed. So it feels less like a disaster if I stop, but I do feel like I stopped and like stopped, like all of that buildup of being burnt out just hit me. And kind of like you say, like, I feel like I can't touch it. I haven't posted on like social media in a while, but I'm still there, like seeing what the community's doing and like DMing and commenting and stuff. And it's like a part of my life that I really love, but just can't create for it right now for some reason. And I don't know if it's helping to take time off, but that's what Google keeps saying to try. So I'm like, any minute now, I'm going to be totally recovered from this burnout thing.
Well, I hope that it does continue to feel better. I think that that is part of it. I think you just need to separate yourself from it until it starts to feel okay again. Who knows how long that takes.
It's definitely harder, like, since all of you guys are over here, So I can't join in on stuff and like see how it's going. But I still have like unfinished cosplay projects and like plans and like mm-hmm. stuff I would love to cosplay. So I hope it like bumps back one day.
I think it will.
I think so too.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Well, I have here some what I would like to call Hendo's hot takes that I would like to walk through with okay. you. A couple before the Patreon segment and then a couple after, I'd say.
Okay.
But the ones that I specifically am concerned about the most that mm-hmm. I believe are your serial killer traits, more so than anything else.
Yeah.
The first is that you don't listen to music.
Yeah.
I think that's insane. Like you drive a car in silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain that.
I don't understand how you guys can just like have music, like sound happening all the time. Doesn't it make your brain like
the craziest thing
no,
ever?
No, that I think it's crazy to listen to music that much. I feel like it's both overstimulating and not an I don't know how to describe. I don't understand it. Okay. That one, okay, mm-hmm. fair. But my hot take is not like people shouldn't listen to music. It's right. that I would survive if music was not in the world.
Okay.
But I know people think it's weird.
I want the I want the comments of this.
I could just do without whatever your favorite song is. I could live without that. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Your favorite genre?
Crazy.
Could do without that whole genre.
The other one that stands out to me as well is that you hate pandas.
That's not that hot take. Nobody likes pandas. Deep down, everyone knows that they don't deserve, you know, us to be keeping them alive. They're, you know, they're just.
Okay, wait a second. Pandas. No, people love pandas. I think as a collective, society loves pandas.
No. Thinking it's cute is not the same as respecting the animal.
Okay.
Because these animals cannot, first of all, breed for shit. Granted, we shouldn't be keeping them in captivity. Things never breed well in captivity. Mm-hmm. But we're really, I think they have to like make porn for pandas.
Really?
Yeah, to get them in the mood. They do not like breeding, nor do right. they particularly love caring for their own young.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't think it's cute seeing these videos of zookeepers taking the panda out of the moat for the, like the 30th time that day. Uh-huh. I think at some point, let it die. You know?
Uh-huh.
They don't process food that well. They have to eat so much food.
Right.
They're just giant rabbits.
And you think that because we spend so much time and money uh-huh. efforts in general keeping the species alive that
we could be doing anything else.
All right.
You know? put it towards charity. Do nice stuff with it. I don't care.
Education.
Stop keeping the pandas alive.
Sure.
You know, there was a famous tortoise named Lonesome George in the mm-hmm. Galapagos, mm-hmm. last tortoise of its species.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to put other tortoises in,
mm-hmm.
quote, sexy blonde tortoises to mm-hmm. get it to mate. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't want to. And you know what? The species died with him. And I think that's a respectful way to let nature take its course. Okay. If uh-huh. the pandas don't want to fuck, don't make them. Don't make panda porn. Don't make them do that.
I can get behind this, I guess.
Mm-mm.
I respect your opinion.
Thank you.
I think it's
the mainstream.
Some truth.
I think it's the mainstream opinion.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know about that.
I feel like if people knew what was going into keeping pandas alive, they mm-hmm. would also be on my side.
Okay. I'm curious to poll the audience and find out. The internet. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time, especially mm-hmm. since you're visiting from so far away. Can you tell everybody where to find your new YouTube channel and talk about some things that are coming up?
Yeah, you can find my new YouTube channel is Hendo in Norway. I have a video coming out the same day as this one about elections in Norway versus elections in America, if you'd like an update on democracy. But I also have my cosplay YouTube channel, which is just Hendo Art, and I do still answer questions about how to make fake teeth. So That's fun.
Yeah. And your YouTube has so many cool cosplay resources on it.
It's got some stuff.
I used to use it all the time. You have tutorials on there.
Oh, fun things. That's just because you're really nice. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you too. So much so that we've got you a gift.
What?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
This is for you. It also coincides with the next hot take I'm going to ask you about.
What? What is this?
Those are
cherries.
Cherries?
Oh my God. You were not about to ask me that right now.
I heard that you hate cherries because they taste like
cum.